Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We are just having a blast this morning. Rosie and I are at the Hacienda River Preserve up in Wickenburg for the Wickenburg Days weekend, 200th birthday of Henry Wickenburg, and just knew that if we were coming up here for this broadcast, we had to stop in at the Hacienda River Preserve because we want to share that with everybody. And it's a wonderful place to stop in. If you have time to come up here, make time, sure you have time to come in. And Rosie, you and Jessica were talking about the different things you can do here. And you mentioned the night walk. And Jessica, I have a question. How do you see the animals at night? Are you out there with little headlamps on, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So we have flashlights that visitors can borrow or they can bring their own. We, of course, always take black lights to look for scorpions along the trail, which they never disappoint. But our interpretive ranger knows, you know, where to look for the wildlife and can train his flashlight in specific areas to get, you know, the best views. And, of course, we look for the eye shine of certain animals. And, of course, the quieter we are, the more, you know, we're likely to hear some of the wildlife rustling in the bushes and such and be able to seek it out.
Do you have lots of families that come up?
We do. We have lots of families that visit. We actually have a Nature Rangers program that is geared towards families. We do that one program a month, and they're focused on different topics. But we try to make them a hands-on experience where kids can, just get an outdoor experience with the goal of becoming good stewards of our environment.
That is a great mission. I have brought all of our children up here over the years, but I have not been here since Maricopa County took over, and it has changed a lot. It's kind of updated. The restroom areas are new. All the fauna is labeled. But is the one thing I remember loving about coming on the trail was the little pond or lake out there. Is that still there?
Yes, Palm Lake. It's about a 4-acre lake. It's actually a spring-fed man-made lake that was created in about 1960 when the property was privately owned. The vision for the property owner at that time was to create a lake and sell custom home sites around the lake, which fortunately for us never happened. And then eventually the property changed hands again and morphed into the private recreation area and trailer park that I mentioned earlier before it was acquired by the Nature Conservancy. But the Palm Lake area brings in a lot of wildlife. There's an open part of the lake where we often see different types of waterfowl. And then we have a more marshy part of the lake that also provides important habitat, actually. The preserve is designated as critical habitat for two threatened and endangered bird species, the western yellow-billed cuckoo and the southwest willow flycatcher, both of which nest in the preserve during the summer months.
Do you have to close during that time?
No, but we are limited in the activities that we can engage in, any construction and other, you know, noise-disturbing activities have to be done outside nesting season.
And tell me about the fauna of the area. It's very distinct.
Yeah, so I mentioned some of the wildlife that we see during the night walks, but we have a diverse variety of wildlife here because, of course, as Rosie mentioned, anytime you have water, it draws in the wildlife. So we have a lot of, you know, different mammals that frequent the area, bobcats, javelina, mule deer. We have the occasional mountain lion that will wander through the preserve. Our ranger has some wildlife cameras posted around the preserve, and you know, we catch a variety of wildlife on those, and we post those videos and photos on our Facebook page, which are always a big hit with people who are on our Facebook page.
And so, is all the plants and trees you see, are they normal to the area, or they've been added?
So we have a combination, again, because the area has had a long and diverse human history. Different plants have been brought in by the different property owners. As I mentioned, Frederick Brill grew different fruit trees, and we can still see, you know, a few of those left today. Mulberries and figs still grow on the property, you know, from Brill's era. But in general, riparian areas like this often have high biodiversity, you know, both in plant and animal life.
mostly because the water is so different than our normal desert. You know, why don't you tell people, I don't think we've given out any kind of information, Jessica, website, phone number, just any of that kind of information where people, I'm sure people are really interested now in coming up and especially bringing family. And the if there's reservations that need to be made for tours, where do they find those things?
So we are currently open Wednesday through Sunday. We're closed year-round on Mondays and Tuesdays. We're currently on our winter hours. We open at 8 a.m. and we close at 5 p.m. And the trails always close half an hour before the preserve as a whole closes. Summer hours, we switch an hour earlier to beat the heat a little bit. We open at 7 in the summer and then close at 4 with the trails closing at 3:30. We do have a website where you can find more information. It's www.maricopacountyparks.net. Or as I mentioned, we have a Facebook page. You can search for us as Hassayampa River Preserve.
Great. Well, what's your favorite part of working here?
That's a hard question. I feel very fortunate that I get to come to a beautiful place every day and do work that I consider meaningful. Being able to share this wonderful and unique place with so many people and help them learn about the history and the importance ecologically of this place.
Well, once again, we're at the Hassayampa River Preserve. Just as you enter Wickenburg at mile marker 114, come on out and enjoy it. Be sure you come up and spend some time, leave some time to enjoy the area.